Okay, we're going to talk now about the lymphatic system. When we think about the lymphatic system, we want to realize that it's intimately connected to the cardiovascular system. And there are several reasons for this, as we'll see in a minute. When we think about the lymphatic system, it's made up of primary organs, and those would be the bone marrow and the thymus. We know the bone marrow is where all blood cells are produced, and we know the thymus is where the T cells go in order to be processed in the first place. And then we have secondary organs, which are usually known as the lymph nodes. They're found all over the body, and there are specialized nodes such as the spleen, and then the what are called mucosal associated lymphoidal tissue, or MALT. And lots of these are found in the respiratory and the digestive tract. And within your lymph nodes, your secondary organs, you've got specialized areas where T and B cells will become activated. Now, connecting everything together, we've also got lymphatic vessels. So these are leading in and out of the secondary lymph nodes. And lymph vessels contain, obviously, lymph. Well, what is lymph? Lymph is actually filtered blood. Blood is constantly seeping out of the thin wall capillaries, and it becomes interstitial fluid. And then within the interstitial fluid, we're going to have small lymphatic vessels, and they're quite leaky. And fluid and cells from the interstitial fluid enters the lymphatic vessels, and then it's known as lymphatic fluid. Okay, and eventually, after it's circulated all around the body, all through the lymph nodes, etc., it will go back to the blood, and mostly it's returned to the blood in the left subclavian veins, though sometimes some of it is returned in the right. And the lymphatic system goes to all the tissues in the body, and if you've got any foreign antigens in the tissues, these are going to enter the lymphatic system, they're going to go into your lymph vessels, and then they'll go to the lymph nodes, and hopefully, whilst in the lymph nodes, they will be picked up by one of the T lymphocytes. So lymph nodes found throughout the body are packed with lymphocytes, macrophages, dendritic cells, and they really connect the lymph and the blood vessels together. And you'll find T cells, helper T cells, cytotoxic T cells, they circulate around the body all the time. They're going from the blood to the lymph, to the nodes, and it probably takes them about 24 hours to circulate. So in the nodes, if an antigen arrives, you would usually have an antigen-presenting cell. This could be something like a dendritic cell, and it will come into the lymph node, and it might take T lymphocytes up to 24 hours to look at all the MHC peptides on the different cells within the node. Obviously, they're looking for self and foreign, and they're going to be presented to them. If they don't find any foreign ones, if they don't bind, then they're going to exit the lymph node via the lymphatic vessels. Now, T cells who do stay for several days, once they are activated, will start proliferating, and they might turn into your CD8, your cytotoxic T cells, which remember have the ability to kill infected cells, or they might become CD4 cells, which are helper T cells, and those will differentiate into helping different types of cells. Or you might activate B cells and they might start producing antibodies. Now, if when they're activated, they become CD8, your cytotoxic T cells, they can leave the lymph nodes and they can head out to the site of infection where they're going to start binding and killing infected cells. And if they're CD4 helper T cells, when they become activated, they might stay in the secondary lymphatic tissue, or they might go to the site of infection and start enhancing all the other cells, cytotoxic T cells, macrophages, B cells, etc. So you now see how intimately connected the lymphatic system and the cardiovascular system are.